Psalm 119.
Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts.
Today's devotion. God's Word, the foundation of my life. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the entire book, with its central focus on a deep devotion to God's Word. Words such as statutes, precepts, testimony, and commands are repeated throughout, as if the psalmist is carefully examining the many facets of a precious diamond. This passage reveals the psalmist's praise, love, and meditation on God's Word. Even in the midst of trials, God's Word remains as his rock and strength. In verses 45 to 48, we see a life made free, bold, and joyful through the Word of God. Because the psalmist studies and obeys God's precepts, he is able to walk in freedom. This is not freedom to indulge in sin, but freedom from sin's bondage, a willing obedience that leads to true liberty. Such freedom gives him inner confidence so that even before kings, he can speak of God's laws without shame. Even more precious, he delights in God's commands, for pleasing God itself is the source of his joy. His obedience to God's commands depicts a life not only active in good works, but also one that continually meditates, seeking to align his heart with God's will. His life is firmly rooted in the Word of God. Then the psalmist turns his gaze to God's faithfulness. His hope is grounded in God's unfailing promises. When he faces ridicule from the proud for holding fast to truth, he does not turn away from your law. Where does his strength come from? From remembering God's rules from of old. This remembrance lifts him beyond his present troubles, reminding him how God has faithfully kept his covenant throughout Israel's history. Thus, even amid the dominance of the wicked, he finds deep comfort. God's past faithfulness becomes the bedrock of his confidence. Let us reflect on our own lives. Do we draw near to God's Word often and meditate on it? What occupies our thoughts each day? The busyness of tasks, personal gain or loss, or the difficulties we face? The things that concern us most ultimately shape who we are. When our hearts are filled with God's Word, it becomes our inner song, our spiritual strength, and our firm assurance amid all circumstances, guiding us to live freely, courageously, and with a solid foundation. May we, like the psalmist, delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night, becoming channels of his blessing. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may I hunger more deeply for your word so that, in every high and low of life, I may walk in your guidance. Let drawing near to your word be my joy and the foundation of my hope. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.